Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Casey's Countdown. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs on this week's National AC Chart. Our rankings come from the official survey of adult contemporary radio stations from across the nation. The survey is conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Well, before we start counting them down to number one, let's take a look at the songs that topped the chart last week. At number three, The Power of Love by Celine Dion. At number two, Phil Collins with Every Day. And at number one last week, Now and Forever by Richard Marx. Now, Richard's going for a second big week at number one. Will he make it? Only one way to find out. Let the countdown begin.
Number 25.
Falling Two Notches is one of the five nominees for Best Original Song at this year's Academy Awards. From the hit movie Beethoven Second, here are Dolly Parton and James Ingram with The Day I Fall in Love. In their seventh week on the survey, Dolly Parton and James Ingram dropped two notches to number 25 with The Day I Fall in Love. Also easing down two notches to number 24 on Casey's Countdown is the first hit in the USA for the Irish band The Cranberries. This is their gold debut single, Linger. That's Dolores O'Riordan singing lead with The Cranberries on Linger. This week the song slips from 22 to 24. Coming up on Casey's Countdown, a request and dedication from a woman in South Dakota. When she opted for an alternative lifestyle, her family opted out of her life.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Countdown.
From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem. And rising two notches to number 23 is a singer from a place called the Crescent City. From New Orleans, Louisiana, this is Erin Neville, and I Owe You One.
There's a chill.
And up two notches from 25 to 23. That's Erin Neville with I Owe You One. It's from his platinum CD, Grand Tour. On Casey's Countdown, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's about unconditional love. It comes to us from a woman in South Dakota named Julie. And here's what she writes. Dear Casey, 6 years ago, I left home to go to college. In a bid for my independence, I chose a college in a city 300 miles from my small hometown. At that time, I did not realize quite how special my family would be to me, especially my 92-year-old grandmother, Lydia. My grandmother's always been there for me in many ways. She was there to help me financially when I got cheated by some roommates. Twice, she was there to encourage me to go back to college when I had to drop out. But I think the biggest way she's been there for me was when I chose my life's partner. You see, I'm gay. When I told my family, they pulled away from me at first. They wanted nothing to do with either me or my girlfriend. But my grandma has openly accepted my girlfriend as a part of the family. Because of my grandmother's example, my family has begun to open up to her. Casey, I would like to dedicate From a Distance to my grandmother, Lydia. It's her favorite song. I just wanted to know how much I love her and how much I appreciate all she's done for me. Thank you, Julie. Julie, here's your request and dedication. From a Distance, a number one smash on the adult contemporary chart in 1990 for Bette Midler, and a request and dedication from Julie in South Dakota to her grandmother, Lydia. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4373, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4373, Hollywood, 90078. Now, on with the survey.
Number 22.
Falling five notches are five rockers currently touring Japan. Here are Ann and Nancy Wilson, Howard Leese, Fernando Saunders, and Denny Fongheiser. The group Heart with Will You Be There in the Morning. From the CD, Desire Walks On, that's Heart with Will You Be There in the Morning. This week, the song drops five notches to number 22.
Casey's Countdown.
AircheckDownloads.com.